Thank you for joining me on the You Are Not For Everyone podcast. I am Jackie Henderson, and I'm a licensed mental health counselor with a specialization in holistic and somatic practices. On this podcast, we have real talk about mental health issues, including trauma, depression, anxiety, personality disorders, and much, much more. I hope that you'll enjoy the show. Let's get started. This is You Are Not For Everyone, and I'm Jackie Henderson. Today we are talking about nighttime depression. And what is nighttime depression? It's when our mood goes down, we feel more anxious, we have more intrusive thoughts, we feel empty and lonely. Our minds become this big open space to be vulnerable to our emotions, and we just feel like we are not our best at night. And why does this happen? Well, chances are you keep yourself very, very busy all day long. You're working, you're planning things, you're meeting with people, you're staying very active, you're on social media, you're watching television shows. You keep your schedule really full. And when the evening time comes, there's less distractions, there's no work projects, there might not be any people around, there's less things to distract you from how you're actually feeling. So most people who are experiencing nighttime depression and feeling their lowest in the evening, probably experiencing depression in their everyday lives, but they're avoiding those feelings because they keep themselves so busy that they don't want to feel those feelings, and they fight those feelings and they try to not experience them. But nighttime comes, and when nighttime comes and there's less distraction, our mind becomes a big open space. And when we are tired, our minds are more vulnerable to intrusive and anxious thoughts. We start thinking about the past. We start worrying about the future. We dwell on mistakes we might have made. We think about, how are our kids doing? How's our family doing? What's my future going to look like? How's my health? Our minds start perseverating everything that we experience in our lives, and it becomes worse in the evening because we don't have the same distractions that we have during the day to keep us distracted from our feelings and our emotions. And why does this happen? Probably because you have depression in your life and you're not realizing it. So what I want to do for you is share symptoms of depression and be honest with yourself. And just because you might be having depression does not mean you're weak. It doesn't mean that you need to go on medication. It doesn't mean you need a therapist. However, all those things are wonderful if you need them in your life and they're helpful. They're not negatives, but some people do see them as negatives. But it means that you need to have awareness about how you're experiencing the world. And then start changing your lifestyle to have a more healthy outlook and come out of this depression. Because if you can get out of your daily depression and not have to stay so busy, when the nighttime comes, you're going to feel more peace. You're going to have less intrusive thoughts, less emotional times, less feelings of loneliness, because you're doing the work during the day to take care of your mental health. So here are some symptoms of depression. One is sleep issues, either sleeping more than usual or difficulty going to sleep or difficulty staying asleep. Eating more or less than you normally do. Weight loss or weight gain. Losing interest and pleasure in activities you once enjoyed. Lack of energy. Difficulty engaging in normal tasks or daily living, such as brushing your teeth or bathing. Having headaches, stomach aches, or other pain that doesn't respond to treatment and has no obvious cause. Irritability. Feeling sad or anxious. Feeling hopeless. Crying. Restlessness. Feeling isolated or lonely. Feeling worthless, guilty, or helpless. Difficulty concentrating. Suicidal thoughts or attempts, or thinking about death. And so many people who experience depression have some of these or all of these or just a few of these symptoms of depression. But we've learned how to be highly functioning. So some people who are clinically depressed and at the point where they don't have any ambition, no drive, they lay on the couch all day, the thought of taking a shower, the thought of social engagement, all of that stuff is just way too much. Those people are clinically depressed, and it's an obvious depression. You can see it. You can diagnose it by looking at it because you can tell this person has depression and their lives are really hard for them right now. A highly functioning person who's depressed, you can't really tell because they're getting everything done. They're staying super busy. They get all their work done. They never stop moving. And a person who never stops moving, constantly going, that is a sign there that there might be something wrong because they're not able to slow down. They're not able to sit in quiet. They're not able to sit in silence. They're not able to sit with themselves and be alone with themselves and alone with their thoughts. They keep moving because of these symptoms of depression. There could be trauma in their lives. There could be past abuse. There could be grief. There could be lots of feelings of emotions, betrayal and hurt and overwhelm. And people think if they stay busy, they won't ever feel these feelings. Well, that is very far from the truth because they're going to come out in some way. Whether they come out in nighttime depression because you have less distractions and you're feeling sad and anxious and overthinking and perseverating and constantly going over everything you've done wrong in your whole entire life and worrying about the future and worrying about everyone, it's going to come out as nighttime depression, or it may come out as physical illness. You may start getting different illnesses in your body that are unexplainable. Because you're living with depression and living with these deep emotions that are unprocessed and unhealed, they go somewhere in the body. And it's super important that you heal these things. There's no shame in getting help. There's no shame in getting help. Going to talk to somebody. I've had so many people who have had so much fear and so much negative mindsets around seeing a therapist. And once they start, they love it. They realize, wow, why didn't I do this earlier? It's so nice to be able to talk to someone who is objective, who is a good listener, and you can tell them anything. You don't have to censor your words. You can just say whatever you're feeling because we can't always do that with all people. We can't always say exactly what we're thinking to our friends and family. And sometimes we don't want to burden people with our pain, with our hurt, because we've been dealing with it for so long, we feel like we're becoming a burden or a nuisance to people. Well, your therapist is there for you to tell them anything, and they will help you work through it. They will help you reframe it. They will help you to heal it and to move on and live a healthy, happy life. Wouldn't that be nice to be able to come home at night and feel peace? Come home at night and feel zen. Come home at night and not overthink, not worry about tomorrow. Just have a nice happy plan for tomorrow, a positive outlook. Not be dwelling on the past and everything you've ever done wrong. Wouldn't it be nice to let that go? So nighttime depression happens because we are holding on to a lot of past hurts, a lot of pain. And it also may be chemical. And that's important to know also. For myself, my personal journey, I've done so much personal work on myself. I've gone to therapy for many years. I do all my self-care practices. I have healthy morning rituals. I have healthy evening rituals. I eat healthy. I stop drinking alcohol. I have great friendships. I have all the self-care practices in place, but I still had some depression. I still had some dark thoughts. And that tells me that it was chemical within my body. I have depression in the family. Other family members have had depression. So it's a chemical thing for me. So I've tried all the self-care practices, and because they weren't working all the way, I put myself on medication. Well, I didn't put myself on medication. I asked my doctor to put me on medication, and I agreed. And now I'm on Zoloft, which is the lowest dose, but it was a game changer. It just really evened me out. It took off this edge of heaviness and sadness that I carried around. And so now I'm much more balanced, and I still do all my self-care practices. I haven't stopped that because it's all one big helpful toolkit of things to do to take care of yourself. You take care of yourself physically, good diet, good exercise, all that. You take care of yourself with rituals and spiritually, doing morning rituals to start the day, evening rituals to end the day, and having social connections, talking to people, going to therapy, feeding your spirit with good, healthy books, podcasts, things that inspire your mind. And then I added the medication. So I'm doing everything I can to keep myself balanced and moving forward. So you may need to go on medication if you've tried everything else. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with being on medication. Mental health medication is not going to hurt you. You're not going to become addicted to it. You do need to do it under doctor's care and make sure you talk to your doctor if you want to make any changes. But it's not a bad thing, and it's not a negative thing to do that. So let's talk further about nighttime depression. What can you do at night to help ease the depression? So we've talked about some of the things about healing overall depression, because that's probably what you're experiencing. You just don't realize it because you finally slowed down at night, so it feels like it only happens at night. It gets worse at night, that's for sure, when you're slower and you have less distractions. But let's do some nighttime rituals, a routine checklist for you to do at night to help you wind down, to help calm your spirit, help calm your nervous system, and tell your brain it's time to rest. So you want to set the mood, set the vibe, maybe light some candles, make a cup of tea, lower the lights, and play some relaxing music. This would be something to do a few minutes before bed. You want to make sure you turn off your candle before you go to sleep, of course, but you want to start to tell your mind it's time to rest. A few things to do before bedtime, maybe a half hour or an hour before bedtime, is prep for the next day. Lay out your clothes for the morning. Update your planner, make a plan for tomorrow. Set alarms so you wake up at a normal time and you are able to get up and start the day with plenty of time to move slow through the morning. Spray your linens with lavender or some essential oil that makes you relax. And no phone 30 minutes before bed. Turn that phone off. It's too stimulating. It's too connected to the whole entire universe. And we don't need that kind of stimulation before bed. So don't check your phone. Set the alarm 30 minutes before bed and don't check your phone again. A few minutes before bed, maybe a half hour, do some decompression activities. Put on some really comfy clothes. Watch your favorite show that helps you to relax. Read a book. Connect with your partner or connect with a friend. Make a phone call, FaceTime someone, talk to someone and really connect and have a nice happy conversation before bed. And another set of things to do for relaxation is do some gentle stretching before bed. Take a hot shower. Put on a skincare mask. Do some gratitude journaling. I love gratitude journaling, or just any kind of journaling, like making a checklist of what you did for today, what you got done. I sometimes do a prayer journal where I send positive energy to the people I love and care about. So whatever works for you. Another thing I do at night is before bed, as I put on a sleep balm. And I just bought this balm off Amazon, and it's essential oil sleep balm. And I put it on my pressure points around my body to help me relax before I go to sleep. I also put on a diffuser with essential oils. It's important that you do all these rituals that you can tell your mind and body it's time to wind down. Dim lights, quiet music, quiet, just complete quiet if you want, if you like silence. I love silence. So whatever works for you. It's very important, too, that if you find yourself overthinking and kind of dwelling on things, this is something that you can journal about, is writing down what you're thinking, writing down what you're feeling, how you're overthinking, and what you want to get rid of in your brain so you can rest. So putting a journal next to the bed will be helpful for you. Keep in mind, a deprivation of sleep and low quality sleep will affect your mood. It'll affect your mood, and over time, it's going to make your mood worse. It's a vicious cycle. So if you don't get the sleep that you need, and you're going to get more sad at night because your mood isn't going to be at its best. So people mask their depression symptoms during the day because they stay busy. They're always active. They're not in touch with their feelings. They're avoiding their feelings. They're moving too fast. And they do this unconsciously. They're not saying, I'm going to stay busy so I don't have to think about my feelings. It's just a training that they have. Most of us who were raised many years ago, no one talked to us about our emotions and how we were feeling and if we processed everything and how, you know, are you okay emotionally? As long as we were physically healthy and we weren't dead and we didn't have an injury, we were fine. There was no emotional check-in. So we weren't trained for that. So we've learned that if we stay busy, we're fine, but we're not fine. That's why we're experiencing nighttime depression. That's why we have insomnia. That's why we have migraines. That's why we have all these symptoms and illnesses that we don't even have an explanation for. It's because we've learned to stay busy and not to do an emotional check-in. Well, it's time to do the emotional check-in. It's time to heal the emotions. It's time to heal any past traumas you're holding on to. Just know that any trauma that you've experienced, whether you feel great shame around it or not, whether it feels so intense you can't share it, people will understand, especially your therapist. They've heard every story and they know how hard life can be. And wouldn't it be nice to share that at last and to get it out of your heart, out of your spirit, and start to heal? I encourage you that if you're having nighttime depression, take an honest look at your life, because you might just have full-on depression and it just gets worse in the evening. Get the help that you need, because it really will make a huge difference. You deserve to be happy. You deserve to live your best life, and you deserve to start now.
Thank you for joining me on You Are Not For Everyone podcast. I hope you're enjoying the podcast and that you will consider supporting the show in a few different ways. You can share it with friends, you can write a review, or you can quote unquote buy me a coffee. Go down to the episode description and click the link, support the show, and you can support us financially and just share it. Tell everyone you know. Stay well, be healthy, and I'll see you next time.